Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Welcome back, everybody, to another garbage episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. We are super stoked today because we are joined by some of my greatest friends on planet Earth. The great Ronk Blanc family. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, people. You only get one sentence each, so make it count.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Jeremiah, and I'm Heath's best friend, I guess you could say.
It's like, please don't say lover. Please don't say that.
And I'm Macy, and I'm the wife of Heath's best friend slash lover.
Good one. Awesome.
The lover of the lover.
All right. Next thing, Jeremiah, what is your credit card information?
Oh, yeah. So it starts with some numbers and it ends with some numbers.
We need a CVV code, too.
Write that down. Write that down.
I don't even know that, so y'all can have whatever's in my wallet.
Well, let's go ahead and kick it off. What's going to happen today is Jeremiah and Macy are just going to unload their personal questions, and they're going to add in their input so I can formally crush it as well. Let's go ahead and get started. Fire away.
Okay, so we came up with a list of some of our things that bother us most, and the number one thing for me, and this is very unpopular amongst people our age these days, but it's being on your cell phone when you're with other people. I mean, that bothers me so much, and I always get so freaking annoyed when people are on their cell phones when they're with their family or their friends, because I'm like, what the heck? Like, are you texting across the room or what?
Right. And it just takes away from, like, whenever we're doing family stuff and the other person's on their phone, it just is like a one-sided group. It's not fun.
So it just makes you feel left out because you deep down, you both know that they just don't want to hang out with you. Is that what this is?
Right. That's what it makes it seem like. But everybody our age is so obsessed with their cell phone, you know? So that's like the root of it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, luckily for y'all came at a good time because I recently just heard of these things called hammers. And what you can do is next time you find somebody who does that, whether it's in a grocery store or it's at your house, just whip out a little hammer and smash their phone to shreds. And then they can learn a thing or two about respect.
Good advice.
Is that patent pending? I said, is that patent pending?
I'm pretty sure it just got released last year, yeah, with the PS5.
Right. Thanks, Heath.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Always here to help. Next question. Let's keep it going.
So I have a question for you, Heath. Is how or what is your opinion on Michael Scott from The Office?
Just him as a person, just anything about it?
Right. Not Steve Carell, but Michael Scott as a person.
It's like, I have some special words for Steve Carell, wherever you are.
They're like the same person.
Do you know him? Do you know him personally, Noah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watch him a lot, like every day.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Man, well, it's been a good solid 3 years, I think, since I've seen an episode of The Office. And I can only remember one thing that Michael Scott said. Dwight, you ignorant slut. That's the only thing that sticks out in my mind. So overall, I approve of that. I think if he was my boss in person, I would enjoy it. But currently in my life, I'm trying to have a job where I don't have a boss or coworkers. So I hope for all you sacks out there who are succumbing to the system that you have a nice boss like Michael Scott.
Yes.
Well, Jeremiah's opinion on Michael Scott is that he hates him. He thinks he's stupid and just like very awkward and whatever. But I, being the office love of my life fan that I am, I think Michael Scott is amazing and he's one of my favorite characters. So
I agree.
Thank you. And so Jeremiah, that's like an unpopular opinion amongst our relationship. So we wanted to see if that was, you know, something that you agreed with, that he was stupid, or that you liked him. So I'm glad, Heath, that you like him, and Noah, that you also like him. So Jeremiah, you're alone.
If I may say, I've always thought of Michael Scott as like an autistic kid who never got diagnosed and then just grew up and then just kind of tried to fit in.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
So I have a lot of love for him.
Yeah, that's a good diagnosis. Yes.
So for all you autistic kids out there watching, which I'm pretty sure is probably most of this audience, I hope that you out there don't get checked and that you just grow up to be an amazing boss or actor. So who is your favorite character on The Office then, Jeremiah, if you think that Michael is a garbo man?
So I really like Dwight, and I really like Creed. And then also...
Oh, my gosh. Here, I'll ring him back in.
Heath left.
Yeah. He was sick of the unpopular opinions. Right.
Part two continues. We left on
Oh, they were talking about Dwight.
Okay, the last thing I remember was Creed.
Cool. Yeah.
You were talking about Creed.
Dwight is probably my favorite character.
Okay.
Then we have like Creed, and then like an unpopular character that I like. I like Oscar a lot. I think he develops a lot in the later seasons and he's really funny to me.
Which one's Oscar?
The Hispanic gay accountant. Yeah.
What does Michael call him? A cocker spaniel? No, that was it.
Yeah, cocker spaniel. Yeah. Spaniel because of your Hispanic upbringing and cocker because, well.
You know.
That is too funny. Yeah, hands down, Creed's the best one. But yeah, Oscar's good too.
Creed.
Booyah.
Creed 2020.
Did you know Creed's real name in real life is Creed Bratton?
Yeah, wasn't he also in a band?
Yes.
And he was a comedian.
He has done a lot in his 105 years.
Yo, hashtag Creed Bratton, if you're out there, man, if you're listening to this, you're always available to be the next guest star, man.
Right.
Free to join.
Right.
Booyah. Next question, my homies. What's next?
Toppings on French fries. I personally do not enjoy ketchup on my French fries. I prefer a Hidden Valley ranch.
Oh,
oh man.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Don't
Is that a joke?
Try it. Jeremiah likes it.
Why I prefer ketchup more on ketchup on ketchup. Fries than ranch.
Wait, did you say you prefer ketchup as a side to your ketchup or ketchup as a side to your ranch?
Ketchup on the side for my French fries instead of ranch on the side for my French fries.
Oh, man. That is probably the biggest unpopular opinion that's ever been stated, man. Like, literally. You're a champion, Macy, but ranch on anything should honestly, like, the The repercussions for that should be a public execution so that no one will ever do it again.
Wow.
That's stuff. Ranch, dog. Ranch.
But ranch is so delicious.
I mean, I just have all these elementary school flashbacks about when people just dip in their pizzas in ranch. People dip in their celery in ranch. People dip in their heads in ranch.
Yes.
Just people bathing in ranch, man.
Yeah, we do ranch. All
of that. Those square pizzas from school.
And the pepperonis cup into like grease pop, right. Grease bowls.
Oh. And they're like not cooked on the edges, so it's like floppy rubber.
I personally am a big fan of cranch. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm just
kidding. Ew.
Oh my. Oh man.
So I guess I'm good. Okay.
Oh, man. Like, I am a big fan of sauces and places. Like, Zach sauce, I can drink that stuff by the gallon. Mm-mm. But have... Oh, man. Ranch. It literally tastes like mayonnaise, mowed lawn grass, and urine. Just all mixed together. And they slap one of those Hidden Valley ranch thingies on it. And they sell it. And they're making an empire, dog. Oh. If any of you have never learned anything from this podcast, now is your chance. Escape Ranch before you can't escape it any longer.
It's an addiction.
It's going to start with you, and then it's going to take over your family, and it will take over the world.
I think it already has, Heath.
Yeah.
Man, that we all got to start investing more in those hammers. Again, another call to arms.
Right.
Oh, wow. What's your second choice, Macy, other than ranch? This is the chance to redeem.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Now you're talking. Yeah. Yeah. All Round time. Of applause, everyone.
Yes. All-time best sauce.
Yeah, good job. All is well. Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Heath.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and if, oh, like, ranch should just be a curse word, too, by the way. Like, if it's ever used in a show, it should have that bleepy noise in front of it.
Go ranch yourself.
Yeah. That's a good one. Next question. What's the next question?
So, Heath, what's your opinion of the outdoors?
Just anything about the outdoors?
Right.
Just
good,
yes or no?
Bad, ugly, beautiful, what?
Are the outdoors exquisite? Should people freak out about the outdoors?
I mean, it's pretty. Man, there's just so much I want to talk about right now. Okay, I think hiking is a little bit overrated, like how people spend thousands of dollars just to hike up a mountain whenever you really don't need any of that mess.
Right.
Just, I don't know, just carry a sack with some water in it and you're fine. So that's, yeah, that's way overhyped. Chacos are okay. That's one of the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of outdoors. I think I already talked about lawns. Yeah, I hate lawns, man. They're,
Yeah, because it's in Hidden Valley Ranch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there you have it.
So our opinion of the outdoors is that they're beautiful, you know. It's God's creation, beautiful, you know.
True.
Love it. However, am I going to voluntarily put myself in a situation to sleep in a tent outside in the heat or in the cold amongst wildlife that could possibly kill me in a variety of ways with food that is not super great? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm also not going to go on a hike and kill myself through walking and sweating and dying. So, yeah, overall, we just... That's something that we bonded over because we were like, what the heck? We both hate that. And a lot of people really like to go hiking. And it's like, why? What do you see in that?
Yeah. Well said. Really well said. I was like, there's also obviously punishments for staying inside a little more often than you should. Sure. For all you creeps out there. But yeah, no, I definitely get that. Outdoors certainly looks better on a computer wallpaper than having to hike up something for a whole weekend.
Right.
Now, in camping regards, yeah, that just depends on who you're with, man. Like if it's someone like super chill and it's in a nice spot and it's just a party time, it's a good excuse to carry like machetes around and not get judged for it. I can get behind certain camping. The wildlife makes it exciting. Big fan of mosquitoes. Unpopular opinion.
Oh my god.
Ticks. I'm just kidding. Else?
Okay. I was gonna say.
Yeah, well, man.
For some of y'all that didn't know this about Heath and I don't know about Noah, but Heath and I are both Eagle Scouts. So we've already went through the Noah, you are too. We've already went through that period in our life where we had to camp and we had to do all this stuff outside. I don't think for the rest of our life we need to. Maybe once or twice, but I'm good with it.
Well, my thing is, like, if I'm going to do some sort of camping, I would prefer to be in a cabin where there's a door that can close and lock and keep me somewhat divided from the wildlife out there.
Right.
And I can have AC, you know, and have a mirror to brush my hair and a sink to brush my teeth. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just a woman thing. But I really don't want to stink.
So basically, you want to live in a house in the woods.
Correct.
Yes. The cabin in the woods.
Good, good. Cabin in the woods. Yes. Got it.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, if the zombie apocalypse ever happens, then sounds like Macy's basically screwed. But,
Yes.
Yeah, outdoors are super nice, too, on long road trips where you're just chillaxing. It's nice to take in the scenery, but yeah, it's true. When it's just you and some or maybe multiple clowns just hanging out, going camping, yeah, it can definitely be a sketchy, sketchy experience. Jeremiah and I, if we talked about all of our awful Boy Scout experiences, little yuppies, that would literally... I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, that would take up probably 6 hours or more, and it would just be painful for everyone to listen to.
Yes.
So, yeah. On the bright side, man, the cool parts about camping and just weather is, like, tornadoes and stuff, man. I think that stuff is so cool. I would voluntarily walk into a tornado and see what happens.
Awesome. Is that so we can start your funeral party?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, like I hate small talk. And whenever people are just talking about the weather outside, that stuff takes me off probably more than anything. When people talk about traffic and weather, I start to lose it. I'm like, who actually cares? The weather has been the same 90% of your entire life. I'm like, it's just... sunny or cloudy, like who gives a rip? But whenever it's like something sick, like a tornado or a hurricane or like a dust storm, heck yeah, that's the stuff wherever I'd go camping where it makes it exciting. Where you're like, this is stuff you can write about. My great grandkids are gonna be like, wow, my great grandpa isn't actually stupid, and I love him. Be your own man.
You're giving me Jim Cantore vibes right now. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't, but he sounds like a beast.
He's the guy on the Weather Channel who's always out there in the hurricanes, like traveling all over the place, like just standing out there in the middle of a hurricane and like holding the microphone, just getting like whipped all over the place. That would be you.
Isn't he the guy that got hit by a stop sign?
Probably.
I think that was a lady.
Oh, was that a lady? Oh.
Yeah.
I like how we all know what meme that is. But man, that's actually a good career choice. If that gym dude ever like sinks in some quicksand reporting, NBC, if you're out there with Creed Bratton too, please, I'm open. I don't have a job, man. That'd be fine. Be like, this is your weather report, my friends, and currently my legs are getting chopped off by a wild bear, but I want to let you know it's coming for you. You have 40 seconds before it gets to you. Good luck out there. And then also be like signing off.
85.
Yeah, for real.
The traffic is light.
Right. He starts and ends all small talk. Traffic is light and it's sunny outside. Thank you.
Oh, man. So there you have it. Don't be one of those lamos in the office who just talks about, or not like the Office TV show, but like in your specific office that talks about traffic or weather.
Next question. Unless you're out.
Oh, people not wearing their mask these days.
Ruh-roh.
I think you're one of those people, am I right? You said you haven't washed your hands in like 5 years.
He says he hasn't washed his hands ever.
Right. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. In fact, you may have not even noticed this, but this is a whole other story about sanitization, cleanliness stuff. Right, actually, during this podcast, I... Well, back up a little bit. I had my appendix ripped out of my body about two or three months ago. And I had... They gave me probably the greatest thing that I've ever received in my entire life. They gave me this plastic container for when I was, like, in my bed for a week, where I could use it to pee without having to go to the toilet. So I still keep that all the time, man. And so I was actually peeing currently as the podcast was happening, and no one even knew. I mean, I clean it regularly. That thing is my best friend. But, I mean, that oh my thing. Gosh. I love it. What was the original question?
I think we need to just go off of that question. That answered it for us. Thanks, Heath. You don't wear a mask.
And you pee in your bed room while you're talking to other human beings.
Oh man, I still take a shower every day. Don't worry about it. That's my washing hands for the day.
Oof.
Wow. But oh yeah, masks. Well, you see, as a law-abiding citizen, I still wear my mask whenever I'm required to in stores. Am I happy about it? No, not in the slightest, because mine smells bad and it's not even fun. It's not cool. I don't look like the assassin that I thought it would be when I first was starting to wear masks. I was like, yeah, this looks sick. But now it looks dumb. But yeah, I don't know. But then there are the actual fiends who, like, go in and, like, make a show about not wearing their mask. Like, there was this one time I was in Dollar General. Dollar General, please sponsor me for this episode. But so I was in Dollar General, and this dude walks in. He's like, oh, yeah. Just living my great mask-free self or something. Just being my best mask-free self. I was like, I mean, okay. I mean, that's like the redneck southern stereotype, I guess, of something that would happen. But, I mean, like, it's just not cool. It's not cool. I mean, I hate it as much as the next guy, but, I mean, I'm still trying to be a good person overall.
Right.
As much right. as people may not realize it, I am a solid 4 out of 10 person.
And I pee when I'm on video chat with people.
Exactly.
Right.
While I'm making a podcast. Yes. Yeah, and that's the thing.
Did the audio pick that up, Heath?
I hope so. Because if it is, that's about to be my new ringtone, man. It's a waterfall.
Don't get
chasing waterfalls, Heath. Man, y'all are making fun of me now, but whenever I'm raking in the millions from that, you'll be sorry. You'll be all sorry.
You'll
be begging for hospitals to take out your appendix so that way you can have your own personal friend, your pee buddy, assistant.
I'm trying to figure out what type of thing you have. Like, is it like a
milk jug?
I mean, I guess that works as well.
Pepsi bottle or?
I'll send y'all a picture of it later. I'll post it.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll post it so everyone can see.
No, I thought you were about to show us.
Oh wait, do you want to see it or no? Wait, what's the verdict?
He is gonna show us.
Maybe once it's clean.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll show you when it's clean.
I want to see it. I want to see it in use.
I'll give you. I'll give you a special show later, Noah. But it's gonna cost you some. It'll be about $40.
Oh wow, that's cheap.
I've been there, you.
Oh boy, but yeah, there you have it. Next question.
All right, so this is an opinion that I have that I like, but Macy doesn't. Macy doesn't like video games at all.
Okay, hold on. That's not true. Let me back up. At all is not true.
Okay, certain video games.
Right. I like, and Heath, you and I have talked about this, I like Mario Kart. I like...
Oh, yeah.
I used to play Mario Smash Brothers on my Wii. I love that game.
Ooh, good one.
Guitar Hero. Also, she likes Guitar Hero.
I am obsessed with Guitar Hero.
That crap is hard.
It's a good game. Good game.
And... Sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties.
You good.
But yeah, pretty much any other game is stupid, in my opinion.
Okay. I can work with that. Jeremiah, what are your thoughts?
I love video games. Like, I think the only games that I don't like would probably be like Gears of War. Stuff like that, like, I don't know. I like
Virtual Monopoly.
No, I love Virtual Monopoly and Virtual, what's it called? Wheel of Fortune. I had the prices right. Shoot, I'd do that. But, like, I'm more of, like, a first-person, like, RPG type of game. I play Call of Duty, and that's... Like, but I like Smash Bros. I like Pokemon. I played Legends of Zelda. Like, that's my nerd side. But, like, what I usually play is, like, Call of Duty and first-person shooters.
Word. Okay. Well, it's time to crush your marriage. Time to split this apart, because here we go. I'm just kidding. Well, there are a lot of great games out there. Good creative stuff. I am a fan of Super Smash Bros. I used to like Mario Kart before my little sister started whooping my butt everywhere. Started mopping the walls with me with it, and then I started getting a little too mad. So I don't play Mario Kart basically ever anymore. But I think there's a... How do I put this all very simply? I've dedicated about 70% of my life to video games, and very rarely, have I been impressed with that whole first-person shooter thing, man. I could just be butt awful at it. There's a lot of people who are good and make a lot of money doing it for some reason, and that's where I get a little jealous, low-key, but, because I think I'm pretty dang good at, Pokemon, but no one ever wants to put me through college. Yeah. Yeah, Pokemon. That's what I thought. I even have my opinions about freaking Pokemon nowadays. But here's the main gist. The only part where I like first-person shooty games is whenever it's on some YouTube video and there's like some six-year-old kid like cussing out everybody and everyone just cracking up about it. I love that stuff. I could watch that literally for the rest of my life and be satisfied because that junk cracks me up. But man, yeah,
It's tricky. Video games are a tricky thing. A lot of wasted hours of my life playing video games I probably shouldn't have. I remember I played an entire summer of Super Smash Bros. With literally, like, there was no goal. I was just sitting there playing it because I was just insanely bored. Okay. And I didn't get better at anything in my life. But I do enjoy a lot. I play a lot, and Macy, you just gotta have more of an open mind. Don't play the things Jeremiah plays, because when we work together, basically, say about half a half. Half his job was working, half of it was on the toilet playing Call of Duty. So, can be a good... Don't pretend like that didn't happen, Jake. Don't pretend.
I'm not pretending. It didn't happen.
I'm aware that's true.
It's true. I think a lot of the aspect of video games has been lost nowadays. It's time to get deep and spiritual for a minute. The whole point of video games are to relieve you of your daily stresses and your problems. It's like, man, I've had a bad day at work. I'm going to go home and shoot some chumps in the head. Or I'm going to go home and I'm going to, like, play some online computer game with my friends to relieve my stresses. I think everyone needs an outlet kind of like that. But some people just taking it way too far. And I also agree with Macy in some respects, as in 80% of all games are now just shooty games, and I don't see how any of them are different.
Yes.
And you spend like $60 on them, and I'm like, what? You can spend $60 on a video game, but you're not going to donate $60 to me?
Ah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's either spend $60 on a shooting game or spend $1 million on your bail. After you're a serial killer and you get convicted.
Yes, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's better to yeah. have that outlet virtually.
Well, yeah, I'm going to spend that $60 then.
but also the video games that are like sport video games, like, you know, basketball or football, it's like, okay, cool. Just go outside and play it. Like, you say that you're so good at, you know, Madden 21 or whatever. It's like, cool. Can you actually throw a football and play a real game?
My wife is a savage.
Exposed, yeah.
Yeah, that was dang good. But Macy, they can't play it because all they eat's Doritos and Mountain Dew, man. They can't physically get up from out of their gamer chairs.
Yeah, that's what they've been reduced chairs. To.
Man, that's a good point. But okay. Other quick thing, just to make sure that I wasn't on shrooms when this was going down. But I went to a restaurant the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, and on the TV. But on the TV, there was a dude who was playing virtual basketball. Like, he was playing one of those things on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Like, yes. What?
Like, they actually have leagues that they play, like, Madden and 2K and MLB, all those. They have leagues that they get paid boatloads of money to play video games like that.
I haven't seen that. So
There's like a whole ESPN channel dedicated to video games.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I think it's so cool. I wish that was me.
Right. I wish I got paid to play a video game on ESPN.
That's so sad. I mean, sports are boring enough as it is, and then you're going to make it virtual, and it's going to be some guy without a personality playing it, and you're going to sponsor him. Like, you should see the things I could do in a chair.
Like pee in a...
You can pee while you're talking to somebody on video chat.
Exactly. Gold medal. Never know. Gosh dang. Yeah. Man, that's so rigged. Next question. I could just vent about that literally forever. Let's just leave it in the past. I don't want to talk about it.
I think that's all.
I think that's all we, like, really had. But what Well, I don't know. What are some questions that you have, Heath? Like, what? Just
or was it just kind of our episode here?
Yeah, it's just y'all. I have no opinions for anything, man. I'm just here to just make people feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have any.
Wait a minute. This just flew into my brain. Uh-oh. Jeremiah, didn't you ask me once about what's the funkiest Wi-Fi password I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the funkiest Wi-Fi password y'all have ever seen?
I have one.
Send it.
My mom's Wi-Fi password is Happy Cheese 652. Happy cheese. The cheese is happy, which that's, I think, cute. That's cute. Yeah.
What's the password?
What's the password?
That's the password.
That's the password.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, what about you? What's the funkiest one?
Well, at our old apartment, when we had a roommate, like when we first got married, I'm pretty sure the password or whatever was like
bad beef
or 212. Something like that, because it had to be specific letters and numbers.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was the only thing that we could think about that was funny. Mm-hmm. And yeah, bad beef,
man. I'm seeing a recurring theme: happy cheese, bad beef. There's right, something going on. I'm hanging up. Man, I there's only one that's coming to my mind right now that I can think of. I'm sure I'll think of like 60 more that I've seen after this, but I remember this one time. I think this was whenever I was in a apartment as a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the dude next to us, like, total whack job, man. Wackiest man ever. You're calling me unsanitary. You should have seen that guy. But what happened was, this man's Wi-Fi password, saw it every time, was Dr. Kinky's Sex Dungeon.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of. So if you just ever happen to turn on your Wi-Fi and that shows up, make sure to report that to the authorities so they can just carpet bomb that entire section of the city. Get that out of here.
Heath, you know, I was going to keep this from you, but that was me.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. I have some very choice words I have to take up with a friend that was definitely not on this podcast. And, yeah, thank you all. Love you so much for listening. And please go ranch yourself.